Ma'am, why don't you share with us some of your own experiences with Bhagwan, those that you think you can share
really
with us?
Very wonderful. My marriage was celebrated in here only in 1950, in the old mandir. At that time, the new mandir was not open. It was, my marriage was performed in Dasara.
During the Dasara festival.
The same year, this new mandir was, Prashanta Nilayam was opened.
So that was 1950 then?
Yeah. So there was no celebration of Dasara at that year. Because both Dasara celebration and birthday all went clubbed in November only. So after my marriage, when he gave me interview with both husband and wife, and he blessed me with creating a fruit and told me that next time when you come, you bring a son.
Oh, did he?
After 6 months, I conceived. Then there was a problem. After the sixth month, I had some blood pressure, high blood pressure. It was very high and the doctors were all worried and he asked me to not to take salt in my food and all. And then at that time the medical science was not so much advanced. So they thought that there may be, it seems when you have high blood pressure and during the labor pain, you will get fits and all that. So they are giving me some medicines and my father and mother, they were worried. They came to Puttaparthi and asked Swami, I told him about all this. Then Swami created a sugar candy, piece of sugar candy, and gave it to them and told them that when she is taken to the labor ward, you can just put this into her mouth and without any pain, the delivery will take place. In the 8th month, I started having some albumin in my urine, so there was a lot of swelling in my body. So I had to get admitted to a nursing home. There they kept me under medication and observance. Then 1 month I was in the hospital, nursing home. Then the albumin was
under control.
And the doctor said, I think the child has not grown full now. It will take at least 15 days for the delivery. Why don't you go and be in the same diet and all this medication you yourself can take at home. And you are being here for the last 1 month, I am very. So I went home. But Swami had told that the delivery will take place in the first week of March. I was discharged from the nursing home on February 28th. One day I was in the home and suddenly that evening I experienced some pain. So I again went to the nursing home and got myself admitted. Then doctor, she told me that this is the first delivery, you don't know what is this pain and all that. She said, anyway, you have come. You be here for this night, tomorrow morning you can go home. That night I was there, I had a little, not much pain, but there was disturbance, pain was there and all. And also when my mother came to Puttaparthi, Swami had told them not to worry, I will be there at that time. Then it's my mother immediately thought maybe Swami would have come to Bangalore during March or February and like that. Then no, Swami corrected, no, not physically.
Spiritually,
divine presence. Yes. Then I had that pain. I think it was about 3:30, 4 o'clock in the early morning. I felt someone hand was coming with a pink. Those times Swami used to wear all colors, not only this orange robe.
Yes.
He used to wear pink, yellow, and all that. One pink sleeves with pink sleeves. One hand came and he started rubbing on my stomach. I could feel the touch.
And you saw it.
I saw it.
The pink color robe.
I wanted to catch the hand, but I couldn't catch it. I was a little scared because at that time it was only 1952. I didn't know much about Swami and all these miracles. I was a little scared and I immediately called my mother and told her, say, Mama, some hand came and it started rubbing on my stomach. I don't know what it was. Then she said, don't worry. I saw Swami standing by in your cot.
She saw him? She was in the room when this?
She was... Sleeping next to me.
So she saw you?
Yeah. It must be Swami only, she said. The next morning, doctor came and said, this head has turned. Maybe the delivery may take place today. And so there was, after that, there was the increase in the pain and they took me to the labor ward. And immediately my mother put that sugar candy into my mouth and they put me on the labor table.
Yes.
I was lying there, but as I was sucking this sugar candy, you know, the juice was going in. It was like a chloroform. I was in deep sleep. I didn't know anything. Then the doctor said, no, she's sleeping. I think the delivery will not happen now. They were all, my father, mother, and father-in-law, mother-in-law, they were all there. She said, I think you can all go home. It won't take place. But she had kept one nurse.
The doctor didn't know about Swami, did she?
But she had asked one nurse to be with me. Then immediately when pain came and the nurse was calling, Mama, the child is coming out, please come. Then she ran and she came and she, of course, the delivery.
It was painless.
Painless.
Yes.
But the child was very small, 3¼ pounds, and he was bleeding nose and mouth. He didn't cry.
Mm-hmm.
So she had to give him an injection.
To make him cry.
And he was very weak. So she gave him a bath and put him in incubator, and he was like that. Then she told, till this time I was worried about the mother because she had that high blood pressure. I thought something would happen. Now I don't know what is going to happen to this child. She's very weak. Then 3 days passed and she didn't have any hope about the child. So she said, you are say some Sai Baba, why don't you go and ask him or get some prasadam? My father came to Puttaparthi. And as soon as he entered the gate, the Shataram gate, you see, at that time all these, it was like a bungalow, this mandir. There was a big portico, a big veranda, and Swami was, it seems, standing on the veranda, and as soon as my father entered, he said, why are you worried about the child? Because it is so weak. No, no, because it was so small, the delivery was very easy.
Oh.
And I came there to turn the head of the child, and that Padma wants to catch my hand. How can she get it?
He even mentioned it.
And then he sent Vibhuti for me and for the child for the 10th day to smear all over the body after the bath and give him every day. And he instructed him not to bring the child now itself for Namakarana. You can bring him when he's 5 months old. And also another instruction that I'm just telling because how much Swami takes care about the...
Even the details.
Details. And he said because she had high blood pressure, she could have good sleep in the night. So ask your wife to take care of the child during the night.
Oh, yes.
And also it seems he said your house is in a place where there are a lot of mosquitoes.
Mm-hmm.
So you stitch a big mosquito curtain so that your wife, Padma and the child can sleep. See?
Yes, see.
How much of
such
care.
Concern. Oh. And then he, even making observations like
yeah.
these. Yes.
So we brought him here on the 5th month and he named him as, of course those days we used to make Pada Puja, do Pada Puja for Swami. For every occasion, we were allowed to do Pada Puja. You know about Pada Puja?
I know, tell us about it. I mean, I heard about it, but we'll hear it from you.
Because we used to, Swami, we had a special room itself, like the interview room, no? Opposite to that, there is one room which we used to call as Pada Puja room.
Oh.
There was a chair kept.
Just right opposite to
just
that,
opposite.
Which is nowadays closed.
Yeah. And we used to keep a plate under Swami's feet and wash it first with plain water and then remove that water and clean with Swami with a good towel and then wash his feet with rose water.
Mm-hmm.
And that also will be collected. And then after that, we used to worship the feet of Swami with haldi, kumkum and flowers. And we used to garland Swami.
Was everybody given the opportunity to do Pada Puja?
Yeah. Whenever we came and whenever we had to return, every time and any small occasion, he used to accept it.
Now he doesn't allow us to touch his feet.
And then we used to garland him and give something for us, prasadam. He used to have just a little of it and eat it. And then we used to do aarti. Mm. And then he kept the child on his lap and named him Sai Ramesh. But he said you call him just Ramesh, that's enough, but his name will be Sai Ramesh. Then in the 6th month, after 1 year, I think we came for this annaprashanam. That is the giving this first solid food.
Mm.
We make some porridge like with rice and milk and sugar. That also he kept the child on his lap and then he fed him. Then his 3rd year he did his Aksharabhyasam. Before putting the child into the school, we do this Aksharabhyasam, that first writing the...
First letter.
Yeah, first letter. That also very auspicious thing that something different I would like to narrate
yes,
it.
Yes, of course, please.
By that time I had the 2nd child also, so Swami one day told me, how can you manage both the children? Why don't you put the big elder fellow in the school? Swami, Aksharabhyasam has not been done. He said, I will do it before you go. I was here in Puttaparthi at that time. So he said, you arrange everything, tomorrow I will come home and do it.
He said.
So we arranged, and that time there was no shops or anything here. We had to ask somebody to go to Bukkapattam and get a slate and slate pencil. We got everything. And we had arranged. Those times we didn't have a big chair or anything for Swami to sit when he came home. We had a big wooden box, and that he used to spread some cushion and some silk cloth, and he used to sit on that. I had arranged everything like that. He came home during bhajan. And then he said, after coming, how can you sit?
The bhajan used to go on in the mandir, Swami would go around visiting?
Yeah, because bhajan was 1 hour, 11 to 12.
Every day. Not like now, half an hour. So Swami would just walk around.
And do so many things, even this Pada Puja and some interviews.
All those things would go on during
the bhajan time only. And he used to come home and... Then he said, how can you sit on that box so high and then do the akshabhyasam? You put it down, he said. Uh-huh. Of course, we had a wooden plank and put it down, and then on that we spread all the cushion and everything. Uh-huh. And he sat on that on the floor, Swami. And he asked my son to sit on his lap.
But that is fortunate.
Yeah. And then he asked me to bring some rice in some plate. So I got the rice in some plate. Then he wrote Om Namo Narayana Namaha.
On the rice. On the rice.
Mm. Then he wrote it on the slate.
That is very unusual.
Yeah. And he asked this young fellow to put haldi, kumkum, like puja, no? To that, whatever Swami had written.
On the rice.
And he held his hand, finger, and made him also write that.
What did he make him write? Did Swami write in the beginning?
Om Namo Narayana Namaha.
Oh.
That full Bija Mantra.
Yes. Right.
Then he had given one Navaratna ring to my father. He asked my father to give that ring. And he wrote on my son's tongue, Om Namo Narayana Namaha.
With the ring?
Using
the ring?
Yeah.
As a pen. Oh, beautiful.
And then he did the same to, not the same
but
to all
But what about
the
slate and the Akshara Abhyas on that? He didn't use the slate.
He didn't. He did use it. He wrote it on slate also.
Also.
And he asked, he made him also write on the slate. He made him write on the rice.
Oh.
And he himself wrote it on his tongue.
Okay.
Then after that, he asked him to do namaskaram to me and my grandfather and mother and grandparents. And then he asked my father to bring him upstairs to his room after bhajan.
Mm-hmm.
He took him there and he gave him some sweet boxes.
So it was a real big day for him.
Yeah.
That is beautiful.
Then when this fellow was just 2 year old, interviews were, whenever we came here, we used to get lot of very frequent. As soon as we came here, we used to get an interview. And in between also we used to get in, and he used to come home and talk to us.
Have you recorded any of those, all of those interviews?
No, those days the tape recorders were not there.
Recorded them in words?
Words, no. Only whatever I can remember, I can tell you.
But you were anyway saying that whatever occurred in relation to Swami, you remember everything, no?
Yeah.
You might have forgotten other things, but this you can't forget.
Yeah. Then he said, what will you, you must have another child because this fellow will go to school. What will you do at home? You will feel bored.
He said that.
Then when this fellow was just 1.5 years old, I conceived again. And then I went to the doctor. She scolded me because you had a high blood pressure in the first pregnancy itself. Now it is so early. I think it will repeat again. She said like that. Then my father was here after retirement. He had come here.
Mm.
So I wrote a letter to my father and letter to Swami. Then Swami said, no, ask her not to worry. And he sat with my father about 40 packets of vibhuti and said that let her take this every night before going to bed in water. And no blood pressure, nothing will happen. So nothing happened. Though I was going to the doctor for checkup for every month, and she used to write some medicines. I used to just bluff with her, I am continuing this medicine. She said, oh, it's working wonderfully, no blood pressure.
She was happy.
I never took them. I took only Vibhuti. And maybe that's why he named the second son as Sai Prasad.
That's right.
Then after when he was about 2 years, Swami said again, this will also will, Swami, this will happen because everybody who is born has got to go to school, but I can't go on delivery. Then, no, one more you must have, he said.
He insisted.
Insisted. So when this fellow was 2 years old, I again conceived. Then about the Swami, at that time my father was he was in Bangalore because he was working in the All India Radio, assistant producer. After retirement, he got the job for 3 years.
So he shifted to Bangalore for some time.
He and my mother. My grandmother was staying in Puttaparthi only. Swami said, let us stay back. I will take care. You both go. So only they were in Bangalore. I was there during the 6 months. It is an Indian custom, no? They take the daughter to their parents' house. She will be there for 1 month. And whatever she feels like eating, they will cook and give to make her happy.
Usually, I think that's the tradition in all.
So my father, my mother-in-law's house and my father's was very nearby. So when my mother insisted that I should go and say, I said, no, I don't want to come here because it's so nearby. It's as though I'm staying in my in-law's house itself. Because whenever there is a call, I got to go there. So I think I better go to Puttaparthi and stay with my grandmother for 1 month. At that time, Swami was in Bangalore and he had come for a dinner to my father's house. My mother said, you yourself ask Swami, we can't ask for like that. So when Swami came for the dinner, I asked him, Swami, I would like to come to Puttaparthi and stay for a month with grandmother. And I just told him, sir, so that I can be of some help to my grandmother. Swami was joking, oh, you want to come to Puttaparthi? This is only an excuse. All right, why don't you come, he said. So I came to Puttaparthi and I was staying here. At that time, there was some problem because of we didn't know where to have this delivery because in Bangalore, there was nobody to help my mother in the house because she had to come be with me in the hospital. So she was a little worried. By that time, the general hospital with 8 beds, it was open, started in Puttaparthi. But we didn't know how Swami will agree or not. When I was here with my grandmother, Swami one day came home and asked me, what is your plans? I said, Swami, I don't have any plan. Whatever you say, I will obey. He said, why don't you have the delivery here itself? There is a hospital. You always want hospital and Swami. Both are here.
Yes.
So why don't you have the delivery here? He said, Swami, it's okay. Then I told him, Swami, it's only now 6th month. I cannot stay such a long way. Because there was no disconvenience, no coming.
Yes, coming, going. Come. There was a lot of difficulty making your way to Puttaparthi.
Yeah.
So you came by bullock cart even those days?
Yes, those days.
Yes.
We had to come by train, bus, bullock cart, jet car and all that.
Because in 72, I remember we came to Bokapatnam from there by bullock cart.
You see?
So even in those days, so I think it would have been definitely.
So I told him, why don't I go for a month or so in Bangalore and then come back again for delivery here? Because after the child is born, I can't go for 3 months. It would be very difficult to go make this journey. He said, no, I will. You stay here. And say, because only after the 6th month, he said, the buddhi and jnana, the intelligence is formed
in
the womb.
Womb.
So you be here doing Namasmarana and Bhajan.
So, but Swami anyway, he's the creator. He knows what's happening in which month of the pregnancy.
Yeah.
So that's when the child gets the intelligence?
Yeah, that's what he said. That's why it seems even the pregnant woman, no, they keep them happy. Whatever
and
they
have to read the scriptures also.
So I stayed on. I stayed on here and those days we couldn't get any fruits or anything like that. Swami, whenever Swami got some apples, some devotees came and gave him, no? He used to send home some apples or fruits like that, bananas and that. He kept me and now and then he used to come home and check me. And 9th month came and my mother also came here. And it was Swami had been to Venkatagiri. And Tirupati, that first Divine Life Society conference was in Venkatagiri. Swami had been there to attend.
Yes.
And he came back with so many sannyasis and
this
all that.
This was in 1961, isn't it?
No, 57.
57?
Yeah. There so many sannyasis also followed him and they were all in Puttaparthi. Then before the Ramnami, the day before Ramnami.
This touched me, yes.
Yeah.
Because Navami is the next day.
That day, the afternoon, of course I had well, this was over and I started pain. There was some pain and all that. Then my second son was there. He was just 3 years old. I was lying down and he was asking me, why mother, why you are lying there? I said, I have got some fever. I want some vibhuti from Swami. Then I'll be okay. Then he didn't know what to do. Swami was, those days Swami used to climb up the hill, like now where the university is there, no?
Yes, yes.
There were some big, huge rocks. And Swami used to take some people there and give them interviews and go out conversing like that. Every evening he used to do like that.
Oh, when the bhajan was going on?
No, even before the bhajan, four or 5 o'clock like that.
Oh.
So Swami was there up the hill and this fellow started climbing up the hill to get some vibhuti for his mother. Swami saw him and asked him, what is the matter? He said, Swami, mother is having some fever and she wants some vibhuti. So he knew what was the matter because the time was coming down.
Approaching.
So he came down and asked me, what is the matter? Do you want to go to the hospital now itself? I said, Swami, I don't know, whatever you say. Then he said, no, let me arrange some bed for you, some ward for you. Because there were some old village people in the ladies' ward. Four beds were there. And he said, I will go and talk to the doctor and arrange some room for you. So Dr. Sitaramaya was then the doctor in charge. He went to Dr. Sitaramaya's house. And then he came back again. My house, of my father's house, was there in the east block. Then he came back and again, Padma, that will be, he said he will put the bed on the labor ward itself. It was only a 4-room hospital. One for men, one ward for men with 4 beds, one for the ladies for 4 beds, and one labor room and one central hall, that's all. It was
only
a very small hospital. So he said he will put a cot in the labor ward itself so that I can. Then immediately he came and told me, no, that if you sleep, if you lie down there, it will be too far for the bathroom. See,
yes.
How considerate, that's what I am telling.
Even he arranging these kind of things.
And so he said that there is only one man lying in the gents ward. I will ask them to put him in the veranda and I will make you a special ward.
For you.
4 beds, he said.
Yes.
Then he told my mother, the cars cannot climb up the hill. Only I got to find out for some jeep so that she can be taken in the jeep to the hospital. I will come after bhajan, he said, and he went for the bhajan.
So he took care of everything.
Everything. Then the bhajan was going on and the bhajan was over, but no jeep came. But I was finding it very difficult to be at home because the pain was increasing. Then he came for dinner and my mother went. In those days he used to come to the other side for dinner and his sister was serving him. So we could approach ladies. My mother went up there and told Swami she is finding it very difficult at home, so it's better we take her urgently. Then Swami said, no, there was no jeep available, what can I do? And he asked for a glass of water and he created something and put it in the water. You give this for her to drink. The pain will subside and then you can take her.
Take her.
So she brought that. It was like some fruit juice. It was smelling very good.
And
I drank it and the pain subsided. And then I could walk up to the hill.
You walked up?
Yeah, I walked up. We went to the hospital and I was lying there with pain subsided. There was only 2 male doctors. There was no midwife or nurse, anything. There was only one lady who knew a little of nursing. So Swami sent her also with my mother. My mother and she were discussing what to do because they were not very familiar with the
whole process of delivery.
But the doctors were sitting in the veranda. They had given everything, the scissors and thread and everything. They said, if there is any problem, you can call us. We will be here waiting. The pain subsided and I had a good sleep. Suddenly the other lady remembered that was one lady who had come that same day to somebody's house because she was cooking there. And of course in villages and all that, the ladies know, the old ladies, they know how to delivery and all that. She had that experience.
Mm.
So she went and brought that lady.
Oh, she who knew a little about all this. Or in fact quite a lot.
Yes.
Yeah.
But anyway, the night passed and the next day the Ramnami was there. And only in summer those days, the bhajan was in the mornings between 9 and 10. All the other days it was to be by 11 and 12.
Between 11 and 12. Mm.
So that day, because it was summer, and at that time there was no current in Puttaparthi, there was no water facility.
Then how did you manage?
With the hand fan, only water.
And then water?
Water, there
you
was
had to
well.
Go to the well and draw water.
Yeah. Swami came to the hospital by 9 o'clock and asked me, what happened? I said, Swami, everything's upside and nothing happened. Then he said, I only stopped it because it was Ashtami.
Oh, and yes.
You got already going through a lot of problems. I didn't want to increase it. Today it is Ravanavami and the child will
be born today.
And he gave 2 packets of vibhuti and to my mother and told her that you rub this after the delivery is over, over the stomach, and it will be clear and it will be good. He told my mother also, once the pain increases, she will not be able to take any food. So bring some food and give it to her. So my mother went down and gave
me
some.
It's amazing, the amount of care he has taken.
Then in the evening, about 6 o'clock, I think, Swami took everybody to Chitravati. But nothing had happened to me, no delivery, nothing. Only there was a little pain, and because of the heat and everything, no, I was exhausted because there is no fan. It was April, and the 2 in Puttaparthi, you can imagine
yes,
how.
Yes, of course.
He took everybody to the Chitravati, and if some doctor asked Swami, she is there in the hospital, and if something happens, then Swami said, no, no, nothing will happen till I return. You all come. So he took everybody to Chitravati, and there it seems he created some from the sand, Rama, Lakshmana, Sita and Vigrant, and he did bhajan and some discourse was there. And he created Amrita also.
On Ramnami?
Ramnami did. But at that time, very moment only, here there was severe pain for me. And I was sweating like anything, and there was nobody to help. My mother was the only, you know, she was crying and she was doing she didn't know what to do. She was so upset. But it seems when Swami was distributing Amrit to the ladies, he suddenly started saying, oh, my back is paining like that.
He started saying that.
And he never does that, no. He sat in between stretching his legs just for 2 or 3 minutes.
That means that he took upon himself.
And it seems he was sweating like anything. He was rubbing him with the kerchief he has, no. Then, of course, everything was over. They all came back, but about 8 o'clock or 8:30.
So he was on the sands of the Chitravati with the devotees till late?
With the devotees, so late.
Till 8 at night?
Yes. And usually, whatever images...
They used to take lanterns with them?
Yes. Torches, lanterns. Whatever he creates there in from the sand, no, the idols, they used to keep bring it over to the mandir and keep it in the shrine and do aarti. That was the usual custom those days. Mm-hmm. And they brought it here, and their aarti was going on. And I had become very exhausted because of this
pain.
So he
had created the idols of Rama?
Rama, Lakshmana, Sita.
Sita, because it was Ramnami.
Ramnami. And I was becoming very weak and exhausted. I didn't know what to do because there was no sign of delivery. And that lady, everybody, of course, when Swami returned from Chitravati, everybody came, and there were so many women there sitting and gossiping and abusing me. Why you are here? You should have gone to Bangalore. There is something like that. Then my mother was a little worried about because there was pain and I was getting exhausted and becoming weak. So she went again to Swami when Swami was having dinner, and it seems she started crying. Swami, she is suffering a lot. Then Swami said, no, no, nothing to worry. He created vibhuti and gave it to her. He mixed this with water and gave it to her. I will also come, he said. Then she came and she mixed the vibhuti in water. And as she was giving it to me, Swami came to the hospital.
Imagine. What was the time then?
I think 9:30 or 9:45.
Night.
And then I wanted to get up. Swami said, no, no, lie down, lie down. What has happened? He said, Swami, it is very awful. I can't bear it. He said, that is samsara.
Okay. Just then, in one word.
Then I told him, Swami, it was not like this for the past 2 deliveries. It was easy. But this time I don't know what has happened. I am suffering like anything. Then he told me, when the pain comes, why do you call out as Amma, Amma? Why don't you call Sai Ram?
That is another lesson indirectly.
But I was bold enough to tell him, Swami, you know, I am not calling my mother. I am calling you only.
Though
it's not Sai Ram, but I am calling you only. Then he told me, no, not like that, Padma. When the pain comes, you say Sai Ram. And I was lying there, and near my head, the door was there. And we took that other lady to outside and asked her and told her to instruct me, when the pain comes, let her strain herself saying Sai Ram. And as he was standing near the door, he just showed his hand. Of course, it was in far. Though he was standing far, He was just making sign like that.
Gestures with his hand?
Yeah. Then immediately I felt that.
So from a distance he was doing those gestures?
Yeah. Oh. Just like that.
Then as if he's
I felt easing a big thud like thing beating somebody on my stomach. Then immediately the pain came and it said Sai Ram and within.
And Swami was standing near the door?
Near the door. Immediately the child was born.
My God.
And when he, of course, when he heard the child's cry, he went down. And the next day, evening, he came to the hospital. Of course, there was no current, no light. So he had brought a big, he used to have a big torch with 6 cells. He brought it and he put the torch and saw the child and he said, oh, for this small child to bring out, for the delivery of this, you have got to go through all this. Then he was, but he was joking me that he wanted a daughter, but he got a son. Are you not happy? He was asking me. 8th or 9th day, my father came to Puttaparthi, but he never came to me straight. He went to Swami only. He was like that. Then Swami narrated him what all happened in Chitravati. Then only we knew that Swami had taken my pain.
Pain.
Swami himself narrated him because there was nobody and your wife was in such an agony. So I had to take the pain. Then everything was all right. Then he brought my father along with him and told him, see, Padma is very much angry with me because she didn't get a daughter. She doesn't want to talk to me. Like, just like behaving like a human.
So, I mean, finally, for the time being, because of the amount of intimacy he allowed you and your father and all the family members, what would you say Bhagwan means to you then?
He was just a close relation, just close relative. He was more than a mother to me. Because his compassion and his care, I couldn't imagine as something divine or divinity, because he was so close and he was taking so much of care and compassion that, you know, I was attracted towards that and I thought he was a very, very close relative to me. Even today. But sometimes because he has kept me now at a distance,
yes.
I can feel his divinity.
The divine
the
experience
aspect is more,
yes.
Yes.
I think we've had a very long session and maybe there are a lot of other things that you could share with the listeners of Radio Sai on a later date. But thank you very much for accepting our invitation. Talking to you has been like entering a secret garden of hidden treasures. You are virtually a diamond mine and a treasure trove of divine showers of blessings. You are indeed fortunate, ma'am, and we are fortunate to have been today the recipients, vicarious recipients of those blessings through you. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rajeshwari, for giving me this opportunity of sharing my experiences with you.
Thank you.